Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome each and every one of you. We are broadcasting live this morning, Friday morning, and happy Friday to you, to each and every one of you. We welcome you to this very important, very serious. It's not that all shows are not important, but this one is, well, you probably hear me say, all of them are near and dear to my heart, but this one, I tell you, it's over the top in being near and dear to my heart. It's a subject that is sometimes hard to bring up, hard to approach, hard to talk about, almost very difficult to talk about. And most of you know, but if not, I'll just let you know, October is the National Domestic Violence Awareness Month in the United States, and possibly by this time around the world, or certainly other parts of the world. Many people have joined our fight against domestic violence and abuse. So today I want to talk about this very sensitive subject, but a highly important subject. And for some reason it just seems that it's just time to talk about it for this broadcast. Being a victim myself of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and child molestation. Yes, being a victim, but today, a thriver. And so I'm here to share with you and to encourage you to do the same. And I'm here really to confirm and to affirm that, yes, you can move beyond it. You can move beyond it. So the title of the show today is The Assault Was Not Your Fault, okay? And I really found this topic on the internet, and I decided to talk about it because I said, you know what, that hits home. We want people to understand that the attack that was placed on you, that was done to you, is not, or as horrible as it was, and maybe you went down the wrong street, maybe you went out with the wrong person, maybe you said something that later on you regretted. Either way, it's not your fault. But you know, it's very interesting, I found over the years, that I've met people who have had these issues of having been sexually assaulted or raped. It could be date rape, it could be teen violence, it could be domestic violence. And I put the subtopic for the show, how to get over the pain, the shame, and the guilt of what has happened to you. And I did this workshop some years ago. I first launched the workshop, and I did it down in Philadelphia at a church in Philadelphia, Church of God, Second Chronicles. I did the workshop. I made up the flyer, and I just felt that, you know, if people could learn how to get past that, and more so learn what to do with that, you know, obviously you're going to have some of that. You're going to have some shame, some pain, and some guilt. Yes, that's going to be there. But it's, how do I get over it? How do I get past it? Okay? How do I get past the shame, the pain, and the guilt? Okay? So that's what we want to talk about today. That's what we want to focus on today. We want to focus on that. For those individuals out there who may be suffering, from abuse, you have been involved in a domestic violence situation, or you have been involved in some sort of a rape, or you've been involved in some type of, maybe you're involved in some type of rape, or maybe you were involved in some type of situation. You know, if that's the case, then it's time to, let's go to a new level. Let's go to another level. Mm-hmm. We're going to another level. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this, and you should be excited too. And yeah, and today won't be the last day of the broadcast on this topic. So we will spend some more days next week talking about it. I have a few guests that I'm going to be bringing on air. And these individuals, they are going to be people who are going to speak to us about their story. They're going to come tell Oh, let me tell you, we got some stories from some people that will totally make you, make the hair, make the hair on the back of your head stand up. Let me tell you, this is a very, very, very serious, serious subject. Okay, so I just want everyone to understand how important it is. So let's look at, you know, one of the questions I have, and, you know, and I had to ask myself this, but, and you still see it, and people may ask the question, you know, especially as it relates to individuals that have been raped. That's what we're talking about, sexually assault and raped. And you know, the question becomes, why do rape victims often feel very guilty for being the victim of a crime? You see, and some would say, you know, that just doesn't make sense. But one thing that you can do, if this is you, if you feel that way, if you're feeling guilty, I did. I felt horribly guilty. When I was raped, I felt, first of all, I felt very ashamed. Oh, my God. It's like, it's the worst feeling in the world. Period. Whether you're a male and it happens to you, it's probably more devastating. I don't know. I'm not a male. I'm a female. But I can imagine for a man to be raped, oh, my God, it's just devastating. And here's the thing, though, you know, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, the medal, and wrote the book. No, really, I did. I wrote the book. So for those of you who are tuning in, please order my book, Release Your Power. 8 strategies for becoming who you really are, because that book goes to the heart of this issue, because you're not the victim anymore. You're going to release your power and you're going to turn it around. You're going to read that book and you're going to discover that you're not the victim anymore. You're going to understand that it happened to you. Absolutely. That's a fact you cannot change. You cannot make it go away. Okay. Can't just, you know, click your heels together and expect it to disappear or wave a magic wand. You have to absolutely accept it. That is so true. But you do not have, you have to acknowledge it, you have to accept it, you have to realize it, but you do not have to live your life as a victim. You can. I encourage you. I implore you. You can do it. You can stop being the victim. And that's why I'm doing this broadcast. It's not your fault. You no longer have to be the victim. And you just don't. Period. Period. It's not your fault. There are many people who feel like it's their fault. Maybe they feel like when I was molested as a child, you know, and then I got older and I still allowed it to happen. So I carried around a lot of guilt about allowing it to happen. I felt as though, you know, it was my fault. That's how I felt. But I learned later in life that you can't just be living based on what you feel. You have to have some head knowledge. You have to have, you know, your mind transformed. Well, the Word of God tells us, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You can have your mind renewed. And that's what I'm talking about here today. You can stop being the victim by having a change of thinking, changing your thinking. You can get over the pain, the shame, and the guilt of your past. But you have to, I'm really encouraging you to go to my website, and order that book, or hit me up on Facebook and ask me, inbox me for the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It is a personal development book that will help to rebuild your life. It will help you to rebuild, reshape, and reorganize your life. And there's compartments in the book, compartments on change and writing down your vision for your life and speaking positive things over your life. You know, because that book, Release Your Power, what's important for you to know, if you have ever been molested, raped, sexually abused, sexually assaulted, date rape, teen date rape, domestic violence, domestic abuse, if these things have happened to you, and if you have carried around this guilt and shame and pain, and if you have allowed it to hold you back, set you back, keep you back from living a successful and fulfilling life that is out of control, and you got to take control, and the time to do it is now. You can say goodbye to a life of feeling guilty and shame of what has happened to you, because it's not your fault. It is not your fault. The assault, the rape, the child abuse, the teen dating, the date rape, the dating violence, him hitting you, her hitting you, okay? It's not your fault, and you can take control of your life, and you got to get the book, Release Your Power, because the book speaks to the heart and the essence of what has to happen next, okay? Let's face it. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I've been telling you the truth, but I have another truth to hit you with. Understand this. You cannot. Here's a guarantee that I can give you. This is a guarantee. This is a promise that I can make, and I will stand on it. There's one thing you cannot do. You cannot change your past. And too many of you have wasted time, precious time, wishing the past would change. And I believe that, and I know it because I did it. It took me till I was in my 30s to realize, cannot change the past. Cannot change what happened. Cannot change who did it. Cannot change where it happened. Cannot change who it happened to. There is nothing about the past that I can change. And then it took me till I got in my late 40s to be able to crystallize it enough that I could put it in a book. Not only that book, but God's Plan for My Success. That is another book that I wrote that unequivocally speaks to the very issue what I'm talking about here today. The assault is not your fault. You can get help. There are helplines for you to call and dial into. As a matter of fact, you know, all next week, absence of possibly Tuesday, we're going to be talking about what do you do if you have been any type of a victim to sexual assault, domestic violence, sexual abuse, child molestation, and or rape. I am a trained sexual assault and domestic violence advocate and person who has the tools to help you in that situation. If you don't want to inbox me on Facebook, then you can inbox me right here on this broadcast. There's a message board. You can send me a message. You would have to have your own account in order to do that. Or make sure you tune back in Monday. I will have a number for you that you can reach me through that number, and I will help you with your situation. Because here's what I do know. Just as I have promised you that you, first of all, I promise you, you are not the victim. I mean, you don't have to be the victim. You are, it's not your fault. That I can promise you. It is not your fault. But you're feeling guilty. You're feeling ashamed. You're still feeling very painful about what has happened to you. And that's because you're allowing yourself to still be a victim. Not the victim, because we know you were the victim. But you're not. You're no longer a victim. And the reason I say that is because I know, I can guarantee it, I can promise it, 100% of your future is in your hands. Not the perpetrator, but yours. And even if you take back your power, as the book is suggesting, release your power, God's plan for my success, even if you take back your power and you go out next week and someone assaults you, someone rapes you, someone victimizes you, you will now have a plan, a quick reaction plan of what to do next. Okay? So this book is not just for what has already happened to you and taken place over some years ago or however long ago. It is also a going forward book for anything that comes about in your life. And that's any traumatic situation. It doesn't just have to be a rape, a molestation. It could be any scenario. It could be the loss of a job. It could be the loss of a relationship. It could be the loss of your drive and your motivation. Many people, I was just recently offering the book to individuals in the network marketing industry. Because many people are trying to build teams, but you're trying to build a team of people that have no drive, no oomph, no get up and go. Well, that is, Release Your Power is the perfect book for these individuals. Because when they get through reading it, it points you in a go-forwarding direction. That's what makes that book different than some other books, is that I wrote it, and I wrote it based on the fact that you are no longer a victim, and that though you cannot change your past, you cannot change your past, but you can absolutely 100% change your future in any situation, job situation, finance situation, relationship, domestic abuse, violence. I'm telling you, you can do it. Get the book. Start with chapter 1, choosing to change. Choosing to change. You have to choose to no longer be a victim. If you've been a victim for a while, you've enjoyed it, you've had enough time, now it's time to do something different. Okay? It could be a parent. You could have child abuse. You could have been abused by a parent, father, mother, grandmother, aunt, uncle, cousin, sibling, neighbor, friend. It's a number of grandparents, believe it or not. There are a number of places as a child you could have gotten abuse. Teacher, principal, other persons in the school, other persons in the community. It could have been bullied. There are so many levels and ways for a person to become abused. It could be a medical situation. Believe it or not, it's so many ways. But here's the thing. You cannot change what has happened to you, but you have every right. You have every right to change your future. But you probably, like most people, you can't do it alone. You've tried that. It didn't work. That could be the reason that you're still where you are. Now you need some help, and I'm offering you the help right now. Release Your Power for a very insignificant $15. Is nothing compared to a mindset that's going to launch you into a world where you are feeling whole again and powerful and happy and successful. And my God, are you kidding? $15? That's a joke for what that book is going to do for your life. That $15 is barely enough to pay for the paper that it's written on and the cover and the printing. I'm talking about a real opportunity for you to turn your life to something that you could have never imagined. You could have, you know, the feeling that you have, the guilt, the shame, and the pain, you no longer have to live in that. So I'm telling you where to go to. You can go get the book at my website, www.release-your-power.com. And if you're tuned into the show, because you just follow the Lalisa Williams Show, we thank you, we appreciate you, we love you. But tell someone else. If it's not for you, you know someone. If one in every four persons are molested, and you know every 39 seconds if someone is being abused, then that means you know someone who can benefit from the broadcast, from the show. But I know for a fact you do not have to continue this life as a victim. You can become the victor. You can. I'm telling you, stop those feelings of blame, of shame. You know, maybe for years you felt it. If you've been feeling like that for years, and maybe now you feel comfortable in believing what you believe, and you may feel that it's impossible for you to no longer be the victim. You may feel that. That is why I am telling you, I don't care if you have a drug habit, I don't care if you have an alcohol problem, I don't care if you have an anger problem or resentment issues, you gotta release your power and become who you really are. That is not you. That is not you. The real you is a person that is fulfilled, who is happy. The real you is someone who is successful in life. That's who the real you is. That's who the real you is. Let me just let you know. The real you is successful and fulfilled. Because some people are just successful, but they are not fulfilled in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And they're just chasing one scenario after the other. One bad problem after another. But it's not going to be the case for you. So I thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to know that the assault is not your fault. There's nothing you could have done better, different, or anything else to have not made it happen. You know, thank God you're alive. Thank God you're alive. Thank God he let you survive. Now it's time to thrive. Now it's time to thrive. You're not a bad person. You didn't deserve it. Okay? You can get over any anger feelings that you have. You were not in control. You were not at all in control of that situation. But you have every right to take control now. And you can do it, because the fact remains is that the assault is not your fault. I want you to have a great day. You to relax, think about what has been said, listen to the broadcast again if you have to. Get in touch with me on Facebook if you need a supporter. I'm going to be starting several support groups. I'm going to begin to do more volunteer work in this field because I see there is a need. I see there is a need from where God has brought me from. I see how I can help other people get to where they need to be, psychologically, emotionally, and successfully. You can get there. You can get there. You've been through a lot. Yeah, it's been rough. You had hard times. You carried around a lot of pain, shame, guilt. It's time to turn it around. It's time to go another way. Go another way. You cannot change the past, but you can. I can guarantee that you can change your future. You can't control what happened, but you can take control of what you do next. You can take control. And where I want you to start, I want you to go online and order the book or go to the bookstore, wherever you're at. Demand that that book is in that store, wherever town you live in. Go into your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, doesn't matter, and demand that they order that book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. This is serious. This is serious business here. And we'll see you on the, I won't see you on the campaign trail, but I'll see you on the book trail. I'll see you out there because we're coming to a city near you. I'll be in Cincinnati next weekend. I'll be looking to connect with people in the Cincinnati area. In that area, I'm looking now for some shelters to go to let those women know it's not their fault, to let them know they have no control over their past, but I'm going to show you, you can control your future. You can do whatever it is you want to do. I was a high school dropout. I was molested from age 5 to 18. I ended up on the streets as a prostitute at age 24. Ended up in jail. And then one day I realized that I couldn't change the past, but I could change my future. The day you realize that is the day your whole life starts in your upward ascent. And you don't ever have to go back unless you want to. But why would you? Why would you? You've been set free. You no longer have to carry the burden, the gain, the shame, and the guilt of what happened to you. It happened. Acknowledge it. Accept it. But ask yourself, is it worth another day of your life being the victim? Is it worth another day out of your future? Is it worth it? And if you answer no, well, I want you to get that book and let's go to work. Let's move forward. This has been Coach Lalisa Williams. I'm glad you tuned in. And I want you to know the assault is not your fault. Have a great day.
Another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.